know. And a lot of them are colored the same. There's a spreading adder, a spreading adder, which we call a spreading adder, and they're poisonous to an extent. I came upon one in a ditch one time on my bicycle, and I saw him, and I stopped, and when I did, his head just flattened out. It's, you know, kind of like a cobra, in a way. His head will just flatten out, and you can hear him like that, and he'll jump up there and get you. I mean, you know. Snakes, let's see, what other kind of snakes? I mean, that's about it. There's some coral snakes around, but they're mostly in South Mississippi, and I'd hate to come upon one, you know. There's some, yeah, what is it, red on black, black on yellow? He's a nasty fella. I don't know. If it's a snake, stomp at some of it. That's what I, you know, I don't care. Right.
What about these insects that are some are green, some black, they hop around in your yard?
Grasshoppers, mm-hmm. Yeah. Katydids.
Have you heard any other name for grasshopper?
Probably. It'll come right off the top of my head.
What about just turn around and say hoppergrass?
No.
Haven't heard that.
Well, I've heard it, but I mean, you know, it's just don't use it.
What are these things that, they're not insects or anything, but this stuff that gathers in the corners of your ceiling?
Spider web.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that the same thing you'd see outside, like, between two bushes?
Yeah, it's about the same. They call them cobwebs when they're, you know, in the house or something like that, you know, cobwebs. Yeah, what's done by the same type of folks, you know.
Right.
Spider.
What about the part of the tree that grows underground? Those are the
roots.
Yeah. You ever heard of any medicinal uses of that stuff
around? Oh, man, yeah, lots of it. Well, I think I told you about my grandmother that buried some kind of roots and got rid of warts, you know. Then there's a sassafras root, sassafras tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you can make tea out of it, sassafras tea, which is pretty good. You ever chewed the tea berry gum? You know, the tea berry shuffle? All right, that's made out. It's got a sassafras taste. And, you know, they used to say you could rub that on, drink it. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it had some type of medicinal use. Mostly, I think it was alamanic, and meaning that it had a drawing effect, you know, kind of like persimmons, you know. Looks to me like you could bite a green persimmon, rub it on a leg where a snake bit it, and it'd suck all the poison out, you know. But I guess it wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, you know, it should. Worth a try. It makes as much sense as bleeding George Washington to get all that bad blood out of him, but kill that sucker. Yeah.
Okay. What about the kind of tree that you would tap to serve?
Maple tree, you know.
No,
that's what, Maine, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire.
What would you call a number of those trees growing together?
Maple tree. Be a grove, yeah. Or a thicket. It's quite a... There's a pine thicket. You know, if you got a bunch of little bitty trees and they're real thick, you know, it'd be called a pine thicket. But if it's big trees, it would be a grove. You know, a grove and elm trees and, you know.
What kind of trees you have growing around?
Well, you have oak. You got all the varieties of oak. White oak, post oak, water oak, pin oak, you know, red oak, black oak. you also got hickory and scaly bark. You know, pine, loblolly pine, long leaf pine, short leaf pine. White pine, you know, a few cedars, a catawba or two. The one that grows horse apples, that's a catawba tree, isn't it? Yeah. You know, walnut trees, you know, locust trees, they got big stickers on them. Of course, mulberry, you know, plum, yeah, just a lot of those. But you have a few silverleaf maples and a few elm trees.
What about the state tree?
Huh?
Oh, the
state tree. I thought you was talking about, you know, stay free. I but no, they grew on trees. State trees, magnolia, you know, and you have a few of those. They're beautiful, man. It's really nice. Of course, you have mimosas and sloppy mimosas and weeping willows and, you know, the willows that grow down by the creek and that kind of stuff, you know. And,
You got any sycamores?
Not many, you know. I got a few now and then, but I don't know why. What, sycamore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a sycamore tree.
A kind of bush called laurel?